In many communities in the southern United States, more than half the people live in poverty. For a family of four, that means living on less than $25,000 a year. In Savannah, Georgia, some school teachers are getting lessons of their own to help them better understand the struggles of their students who live in poverty. Gabrielle Ware of Here and Now contributor Georgia Public Broadcasting attended a session and has this report.
For many residents of Savannah, Georgia, providing for a family while living beneath the poverty line is just considered another day. To experience what it's like to live through one of those days, four people decided to step out of their comfort zones and live poor in a two-hour simulation game. Among the volunteers, Melissa Holman, a teacher at the K-12 charter school Savannah Classical Academy. She says some of her lower-income students have behavioral problems. She wants to understand why.
Dealing with maybe attitude, temperature, why kids go from, you know, 0 to 60 so quickly if you say something that they just don't like.
In this poverty simulation, Holman plays the role of grandmother Margaret Morris. She has a son and daughter. Elizabeth St. Lawrence plays Holman's daughter-in-law. She also works at Savannah Classical Academy.
I think working at a Title I school where a vast majority of the students are on free reduced lunch, it just helps me be able to understand what their home situation might be like.
The fictional Morris family makes a little over $1,500 a month. Their expenses are $1,775. Much of their money goes towards transportation passes for gas and public transit. St. Lawrence was forced to ask a charity organization to help them make up the difference.
Unfortunately, Interfaith Services was hit pretty hard this week, but we did get $10 towards either food or clothing. So I say that we use that towards clothing because we have some food stamps left over.
Like so many people living in poverty, the Morris family is learning that making ends meet often means deciding between one necessity and another necessity. Then, a misunderstanding results in the utility bill being paid twice. St. Lawrence sees her husband in the simulation headed to pay the utilities, not realizing she has already paid them.
We already paid the utilities.
What is Dad doing?
I thought we told Dad that we were dropping him off and then we're paying the utilities.
St. Lawrence asks a game moderator for help.
When our father went to pay utilities, they didn't say anything and they took the money.
They can do that.
They can do that?
Yep. Okay. They can be as unhonest as they want to. It's y'all's responsibility to make sure that doesn't happen.
The family now wonders how they'll make their mortgage.
If you go back home and your chairs are turned off, that means that you have been evicted.
They kicked us out of our house.
The Morris family decides they'll have to pawn some items and pay the mortgage to avoid suffering the same fate as their neighbors. St. Lawrence gathers her transportation passes and heads out.
I am here to pay on the Morris house.
All right.
And can I get a receipt for that, please?
It looks like things are finally turning around. But, like so often in life, tragedy strikes at what seems to be the worst possible moment.
Death of the family! An out-of-town member of your family has died and you're responsible for part of the funeral costs. Pay the bank $200.
Stressed and broke, the Morris family collapses in their chairs when the announcer finally calls an end to the simulation. I pull volunteer Melissa Holman aside and ask her, as a teacher, what lessons did she take away from the simulation that might better prepare her for the next time she's in the classroom?
I'm interacting with a student that's living at home with this type of frustration. I can see why that would weigh a lot on their actual personality.
Volunteer Elizabeth St. Lawrence says her husband was temporarily unemployed not too long ago. They had to get food stamps and other government assistance. But even still, that experience wasn't as stressful as today's simulation. Programs that offer assistance seem to be more willing to help someone who was newly disadvantaged.
Because of our situation, organizations were willing to work with us. You know, the people that were part of the simulation, we were being honest, but the people we were working with weren't, and it depended on their day. And I know that's life, but it's frustrating for people that are in a cycle and they can't get out.
Game moderators served as city officials and offered resources like quick cash and social service benefits. They say they were lenient on participants, and real-life workers would have shown much less sympathy. For Here and Now, I'm Gabrielle Ware in Savannah.